Kimimua was only a few months old when her family moved from Thailand to the United States. The Holman resident never thought much about becoming a U.S. citizen until her mother did and voted in the last presidential election.
And I was just kind of like, you know, I should be able to vote too.
Now at age 34, Mua says she's much happier that she's a U.S. citizen.
It's an honor to be able to pledge, you know, your citizenship, you know, to a country that you live in and you believe in. So, you know, aside from voting, I mean, that's some of the reasons why too.
Over the last 2 years, the Hmong Advocacy Task Force of Amos has helped Mua and more than 50 other Hmong residents in the La Crosse area become citizens. Volunteers help applicants fill out paperwork, study for the citizenship test, and provide financial stipends. Task Force Chair Patricia Sell says Hmong leaders identified the need for application assistance. She says it was a great way to work with Hmong refugees and their families.
You know, it's pay it forward. And so being able to pay it forward, to be of help, to be of assistance to our Hmong brothers and sisters was very important.
Sell says the citizenship project is on hiatus until the task force finds a new person to lead the group. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.